Shem Haborim B'Shem Hashem, as we begin now, Be'ezus Hashem Yizborach, part 13 of our series on Bitochin. The next shar in the Chevus Avovus that we would like to embark on is a very lengthy one, and it's shar Dalad, and it's really the bulk of the writings of the Chevus Avovus on Inyon Bitochin. But tonight, before we even begin that, I'd like to give Be'ezus Hashem maybe a little bit of a hakdoma. The Chevus Avovus, in the forthcoming Shara, which is Shara Dalad, is going to speak Ba'arichus about which areas of life must one actually have Bitochin. Until now, we have spoken about the conditions of Bitochin. What one needs to do in order to have Bitochin, one has to do Hishtadlus, etc., etc. And in the Shara Dalad, he speaks Barichos, he splits it up into seven categories of different areas of life that one is Mukhuyev to have Bitochin, and he describes each one in great detail how that manifests itself, whether it's looking after your Paranasa, looking after your health, looking after your family, looking after your Ruchnius, etc., etc., etc. This is what he's going to discuss. Bezrat Hashem, Ba'arichos, and Mitz Hashem will learn this together. However, before we begin, and in fact tonight we're not going to be looking at the Chevus Avovus at all, I'd like to give a little hakdoma. And the hakdoma is really based on one pasuk, and it's a pasuk in Mishlei. And the pasuk is to be found in the first perek of Mishlei. And the pasuk writes, Betach el Hashem, have bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol libcho, with all your heart. And that pasuk is obviously and quite clearly talking about bitochen. It says so clearly, betach el Hashem b'chol libcho. Betach el Hashem. The pasuk that we really want to focus on is the pasuk immediately afterwards. And the pasuk writes in Mishlei, by Shlomo HaMelech, in the very next pasuk, having just spoken about bitochin, it then says, "Bechol derochecho do'ehu." Literally translated, "In all your ways, do'ehu, you shall know him." The pasuk is not immediately clear what is Shlomo HaMelech referring to. Many mefarshim learn the word do'ehu is not to be translated as know, but on occasion, do'ehu is a lotion of connection. In all your ways, connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should always be mechaven l'shem shomayim. That's how some learn. But we would like to focus for a moment or two on the pirish of Rabbeinu Yoina, because this is very relevant to us, to our subject in general of bitochin, and we'll see in particular to our next subject. And this is a crucial point that Rabbeinu Yoina is mechadish to us in the whole avoida of bitochin. Those words again, v'chol derochecho do'ehu. Now, remember, the previous pasuk was clearly talking about bitochin. In fact, it said so, betach el Hashem. It can't be clearer than that. But Rabbeinu Yoina says that this follow-up posuk, Bechol derochecho do'ehu, is also talking about bitochin. This is the chiddush of Rabbeinu Yoina. As mentioned, others learn it's not talking about bitochin, and it's talking about the general concept that whatever you do, you should do l'shem shomayim. But that's not how Rabbeinu Yoina learns. He learns Bechol derochecho do'ehu is also talking about bitochin. It's also talking about bitochin. With the obvious question being, what could Shlomo HaMelech possibly have been adding once he's already given us the instruction in the previous pasuk, betach el Hashem? Surely that's an all-encompassing pasuk. Be betach el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are no definitions, there are no restrictions, there are no qualifications, so presumably it means just that. Betach el Hashem. So what is this follow-up pasuk adding? Bechol derochecho do'ehu says Rabbeinu Yehuda, this is further instruction, once again, within the framework of Bitochen. So what exactly is being mishadish to us in the Avodah of Bitochen, in this Pasuk, that we didn't know in the previous Pasuk? Says Rabbeinu Yehuda the following, and this is a huge chiddush and a very, very important chiddush. He says, the critical word in this Pasuk is that first word, b'chol. B'chol d'rochecha do'ehu, in all your ways, do'ehu, he's translating do'ehu as have bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, in his words, there are some people who indeed believe that everything is min ha-shamayim, and indeed they have bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, and I quote, loy yoshiv inyan habitochen eliboy, he does not, however, entrench this midah of bitochen in his heart, beprotim. Beprotim means in minor details. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech means, b'chol d'rochecha do'ehu. That bitochen, not only, and we'll explain this in a moment, Mitz Hashem, not only does it refer to the general rules of life, it actually refers to what he calls protim, the details of life as well. And this, says Rabbeinu Yehuda, is how you have to read these psukim. Betach el Hashem, that's pasuk number one. Pasuk number two, a further chiddush, b'chol d'rochecha do'ehu, in all your drachim, including protim, including details. What does this mean? So Ben Yehuda explains in great detail, and this is a terrific and very important yesod in bitochen. He says there are those yesh anoshim, there are those people, she'einehem el Hashem, their eyes turn to Hashem, b'maisa godel, in the big deeds, in the big decisions of life. He gives examples. If somebody has to travel abroad, if somebody has to take a major business decision, u'b'maisa koten, when it comes to, quote unquote, a smaller deed, or a minor, quote-unquote, decision, loy yizkeru es Hashem. This is the yesod of Rabbeinu Yehuda. We are talking to somebody who is a Baal Bitochen. That's the first pasuk, betach el Hashem. The risk that one runs is that on occasion one is guilty of indeed being beteach el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but only when it comes to the big decisions, the big moves in life. In other words, imagine somebody has to make a major decision. Is he going to buy this apartment? Is he not going to buy this apartment? Is he going to marry this particular person? Is he not? Is he going to live in this country? Is he not? Everybody understands that's a major decision. Everybody understands that could dictate the course of his whole future. So, of course, one turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one davens for Siyata Deshmaya. As we've mentioned on many occasions, Tfilah is the ultimate Maisa Bitochen, because we're all Ma'aminim B'nei Ma'aminim. We all believe and feel and know that this major decision, whether it be with regard to our Parnasa, whether it be our health, whether it be our Ruchnias, whatever it may be, this is a massive decision. And my future may well depend on this. So I'm a Baal Bitochen. Betach el Hashem. When, however, it comes to a smaller decision. There I am in the store and I'm deciding what particular suit I should buy. If you ask this person, do you believe that your success in buying this particular beged is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Absolutely yes. Everybody knows we're ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. So why didn't you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send you hatzlocha in buying the right suit? Why didn't you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when you come to the Beis HaMedrash, your chair should be there and you won't have to schlep a chair from elsewhere? Why didn't you daven to Beis HaMedrash when you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you entered the makolet, that the cucumbers that I want to buy a loaf of bread, mitzvah Hashem, it should be there on the shelf? Why didn't we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for those pratim? Is it because we don't sincerely believe that's min hashamayim? No. We're maminim b'nei maminim. Everybody knows that you might well go to the makolet and your bad mazel, there's no bread left. Hakol min hashamayim, and it's a big balagan, and you're going to have to now run to the neighboring makolet, which is a 5-minute walk away, and it's boiling hot, and it could be you get there, and guess what? He's closed for lunchtime. And you'll go to the third makolet, and would you believe it, they have one loaf of bread left, but it's gone moldy. So everybody believes that of course I need siyata d'shmaya. I need to turn up, and I need to ensure they have bread, and be'ezras Hashem there won't be a major queue, and emet Hashem I won't have forgotten my credit card at home, and emet Hashem I'll be able to get in and out. Everybody agrees, everybody understands, and everybody feels that's also min hashamayim. And nobody is guilty, hopefully, of feeling that, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only takes care, quote unquote, of the big stuff. He doesn't involve himself. That's not true. Hamashpili lirois bashamayim uba'oretz, everything that's here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved with. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Nusach of Chazal, ensures there's parnasa for karnei reimim, karnei beitzim, the smallest to the biggest, and everything in between. There's no major or minor decision. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, a person doesn't bang his finger on the table without it being decreed by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We all know that and we all feel that. And yet, Shlomo HaMelech felt it necessary to write a further pasuk, B'chol Derochecha Do'ehu. In all your ways, you should connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being Boiteach. So why is it? Why is it that, yes, we enter the makolet, we're about to buy the loaf of bread, and we don't necessarily have a habit of stopping for 1.5 seconds and saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please just ensure that my purchase of bread should go smoothly. It takes 2 seconds to do, and yet most people don't do that. Why is that? Says Rabbeinu Yoino, there are 2 reasons why our Avodas HaBitochen doesn't perhaps extend to what he calls these protein. Reason number one is because, yes, we do believe it's min hashamayim, but between you and me, what chances are there of things not working out? Very slim. I'm going to makolet to buy my loaf of bread. I've got money in my pocket. The makolet, as far as I know, has bread. They want to sell it. I want to buy it. I have the funds available. What can go wrong? Now, if you ask this person, but don't you believe that you might be your bad mother and just your luck, they came there and they found a chefetz chashud. So they have to close the makolet for 10 minutes, and guess what? You arrived during those 10 minutes. Could that happen? Yes, it could. But it's a very, very remote chance of happening. So I don't feel the necessity, as it were, to pour my heart out to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. When I'm taking a major decision, should I undergo a particular surgery? Should I move to a particular town? Should I marry a particular person? Everybody understands that's a major decision which could go either way. So I need to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heyei no matzliach darki, please send me atzlocha, I should have siyata d'shmaya to make the right decisions in my parnasa and in my health and in my chinuch hayolodim and in my ruchnis. Everybody understands that and feels that. I don't feel that my success in buying bread in the makolet is less dependent, chas v'shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just, to be perfectly honest, I don't see the major risk involved. What chances are there of things not working out? And therefore I feel less necessity to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's reason number one. Reason number two, says Rabbeinu Yoina, Because if you make a very simple, even subconscious, cost-benefit analysis. I'm about to go to the Makolet and buy my loaf of bread. You know, in the worst case scenario, indeed, that it turns out that there's no bread, how much do I lose? It's not the end of the world. So not only do I feel that the chances are that things will work out on these pratim, I also feel that even in the event that they don't, how much have I lost? If I'm about to embark on a major decision, I've got to take a huge trip overseas. If things doesn't work out for me, I could be in big trouble. If I'm beginning a new job in my paranoster and it doesn't work out, I could be in big trouble. If I have to undertake medical treatment and it doesn't work, I could be in big trouble. So I stand to lose a lot if things don't work out l'tov. So I have to turn to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, please make sure, Shlach Refuah Shleima, Baruch Aleinu, Ata Chayinein, etc., etc., because the alternative could have serious repercussions. But if I turn up at the Makolet, and you know what? They don't have bread. The last loaf has just been sold. So it's not the end of the world. So I'll buy something else instead. Or I'll find some other food from elsewhere. I have to come to the Beis HaMedrash, and I'm hoping, no, Be'ezras Hashem, the Gemara will be on the right shelf. Do I believe that that's Siyata D'Shmaya? Sure I do. So why don't I daven when I come into the Beis HaMedrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heyeino Matzliach Darki, please ensure that my Gemara is exactly on the shelf where I left it yesterday. Because, firstly, between you and me, I feel the chances are that it is there. And number two, and even if it isn't, how much do I lose? So I'll take a different Gemara. It's not the end of the world. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, for those two reasons, we are less likely to exercise our bitochein in protim. That's what he calls protim, minor details. And that is what Shlomo HaMelech is referring to in the second pasuk. It's not enough to write simply B'tach El Hashem, but rather B'chol D'rochecho Do'ehu, not just the major decisions of life, but so too the protim of life. I heard this on many, many occasions in Shiurim from Rav Shimshon Pinker, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to speak a lot about B'tochen. And he used to talk about it in a very real way, in a way that I think clearly showed that he himself lived like that. He said, you come into the Makolet, just stop at the door and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me find the cucumbers. Takes a second and a half. Nobody will see. You come into the Beis HaMedrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just make sure, please help me that I find my Gemara. I'm coming to Shul this morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me daven well. Etc., etc. It doesn't take long. It may indeed not require the same intensity as a major pikuach nefesh decision, but it's nonetheless an opportunity to be mechazik al bitochen. Bechol derochecho do'evu. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, quite frightening words. He says, because if indeed, even on these minor protim, quote unquote, which we face every day, several times, in Yitzlach HaMaisa B'yodri, if indeed he's successful, would you believe it? He went to the Makolet, he bought the loaf of bread, he came home, it was a good day in the office. Operation successful. But, I never turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu prior to doing so, V'loy zochar boyes Hashem. But he didn't make mention or turn his eyes to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Says frightening words. Kitzer b'choik ho'avoido. He has to know that there's a shortcoming in his avoidas habitochen. It was a successful operation. I went to buy bread, and would you believe it? I came home with bread. No. says Rabbeinu Yena. That was an unsuccessful operation, because you had an opportunity to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you be Matzliach, and you didn't exercise that opportunity. And he explains, therefore, a very, very important yesod. A person, as mentioned, may well feel, consciously or otherwise, that it's unnecessary. It's unnecessary, as it were, to be matriach, if that's the right word, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the smaller things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is available 24/7. And he has never told anybody, you've already asked me too many things today. Therefore, it turns out that when one encounters these minor decisions that one has to make every single day, whether it's getting dressed in the morning, eating your breakfast, going to shul, etc., 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 every single one of them is in fact an opportunity to mechazik our avodas habitochin. Moreover, in a certain sense, and this is very profound, in a certain sense, it's precisely those smaller areas of avoda, where indeed we think it's less necessary, then indeed if we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that to a certain extent could be a greater chizuk in our bitachin than it is when it comes to the big decisions. Because when it comes to big decisions, that didn't take a big effort, because everybody understands it and everybody feels it. How can I possibly undertake a new job? How can I possibly decide whether to go for this surgery? How can I possibly decide whether I should buy this apartment? How can I possibly decide where I should live? Everybody understands I can't decide that without davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's easier to understand in a situation like that that we have to be Beiteach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if it's easier, we always know Lefum Tzara Agro. When something is more difficult, it's actually more precious. And this, therefore, is an altogether different look at our day-to-day activities. On the one hand, for example, this might well sound very overwhelming. This might be overwhelming. In other words, Chazal tell us that we daven 3 times a day. And all of a sudden, we're listening to a vav on a Monday evening, and it says you're supposed to be davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day. Sounds very burdensome and overwhelming. So firstly, we have to know the Gemara says so mufurish. The Gemara says that tefillah is not considered a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Why is it not time governed? The Gemara says because tefillah is all about rachamim, and we read rachamim 24/7. Having said that, and it is true, there are 3 fixed times a day that we have to daven. So this sounds like now tremendous chidush and perhaps slightly overwhelming that we have to daven the whole time. I have to daven for hatzlocha, I should also get dressed well, and I should also go to shul with hatzlocha, and I should also buy my bread in the makolet. But that's the wrong look. Rather than looking at some heavy oil, a big burden that's just been placed on my shoulders, an altogether look would be, I wasn't myself aware of how many opportunities I have a day to connect to Hashem. Not, I wasn't aware of how many chiyuvim I've got. That sounds very overwhelming. So don't look at them as obligations. Look at them as opportunities. And we have to be realistic. We have to be realistic. I once heard, it was in a shul in Ramah Aleph, there was a Talmid Chacham from Kiryat Sefer, who said that he once traveled to Bnei Brak to go and speak to the great Magid and Mashkiach, Rabbi Yankel Galinsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He knocks on the door and the Rebbetzin answers and takes him in, and she says to him, is everything okay? He says, yes, fine, Baruch Hashem. You arrived safely? He says, yeah, Baruch Hashem. The journey was okay, everything went well? He says, yes. He didn't understand, was there something that I didn't hear about? Was there some tragedy, chas v'shalom? And he enunciated the question. He said, all I did was, I just took a bath, took me door from door. Why is the Rebbetzin asking? So the Rebbetzin said, well, in our house, in Mishpachas Galinsky, when we walk from the salon, the dining room, to the kitchen, and we take those 10 steps, we stop just before we enter the kitchen, and we say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because everybody knows, you're taking 10 steps, you could fall over 10 times. This is the way that in our house, we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, not only by davening to him, but also in response to a question that somebody just wrote, by thanking. That's the way I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time. So therefore, if you've come all the way from Kiryat Sefer to Bnei Brak, what do you mean it was just a bus ride from door to door? You know how many things could have happened on the way? So that's what I was asking. No, everything went well. I did. Baruch Hashem. So we have to be realistic. We might not all be on the Darga of Mishpachat Galinsky. God will be Yisrael. But at least once a day, twice a day, to take one of these one or two or three opportunities of these minor quote-unquote decisions that we have to undertake, these minor activities that all of us are involved with in a daily basis, they're not obligations, they're opportunities. So next time I go to the store, can I realistically expect every single cucumber I pick up, I'm going to make another tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Halavai. But even if I'm not in that darga, maybe let's undertake once, twice a day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I should just be able to walk to shul successfully. How many people, Rachmon and Itzan, have tripped over and had serious injury on the way? And how many people have come to the Makolet and been unsuccessful and ended up frustrated? Is it likely? Perhaps not so likely. Are there serious consequences if it's not successful? Perhaps not. But it's an opportunity. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech is teaching us. Bechol drochecho do'eu, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that, all of that lies in one solitary word. Bechol. Yes, Shlomo HaMelech has already told us, betach el Hashem. That's not enough. Because betach el Hashem could be understood as, yes, you have to have bitochen in the big moves of life. No, says Shlomo HaMelech, I feel it necessary to add another pasuk. Behold rochecho de'ehu. In every which decision, activity that we are involved with, we have another opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This applies, says Rabbeinu Yonah, by the way, not just in Gashmius, but in Ruchnius as well. We all know we're about to go out and buy our Esrog. Everybody knows, it could be a 2-minute operation, we could be there for an hour, and eventually we queue up and we go and speak to the Rav, there's a half an hour queue, and guess what, after all said and done, he told me the Esrog's possible. So what would be so terrible? In fact, it would be very beneficial. Kodesh Baruch Hu, please give me a Sefer Deshmaya, I should be able to find an Esrog Mehuda. Doesn't take long, 2 seconds tefillah. And what are the terrible consequences if I don't? You're right, they're not terrible. Baruch Hashem, we live in an age, we have plenty of Esrogim. But I certainly would prefer to have one first time round without having to go through the frustration of queuing up and paying, and it all turns out it was a waste of time. What chances when I come to the base of Medrash, like we said before, finding my Siddur, my Gemara? Fairly high chance. The Seder, but I can down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please. Grant me the Siyata Deshmaya, I should find my Gemara. Grant me the Siyata Deshmaya, I should be able to understand the Shir today. Grant me the Siyata Deshmaya, that things should go well with my Chavrusa. Not just in Gashmias, but also in Ruchnias. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in conclusion, how did I know that Bechol Derochecho Do'ehu is referring to Bitochen? After all, as we mentioned in the beginning, it's not the simple translation. Many commentaries say the Bechol Derochecho means something else. Yishim Mechavan Hashem Shamayim, a different principle completely. So how did I know, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that Bechol Derochecho Do'ehu was actually referring to Bitochen? Rabbeinu Yonah says, I found it in a Gemara. You know which Gemara? Because the Gemara in Bracha says, the Bar Kapora asked the following question. Which Parasha Katana, a very, very small posuk, exists, now listen to the words, Shekol Gufei Torah Tluyin Bo. Can you find a posuk, it's almost a quiz question, said Bar Kapora. Where is there a very brief posuk where Kol HaTorah Kula depends on that posuk? A good quiz question. And guess what he answered? Yes, I found one. Bechol derochecho do'ehu. Bar Kapora saw that all of Torah, a phenomenal statement, all of Torah depends on these three words, Bechol derochecho do'ehu. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, I understood therefore, what is the principle that we can refer to as the Yesod of Kol HaTorah Kula? And the answer in one word is Bitochen. We are just coming off the back of the parashios of Geulas Mitzrayim. Those of you who are with us on the Thursday night parashah shiur, we've spoken a lot this year about the inin of Emuna and Bitochen. Loi nigalu avoseinu elo bizchus ha'emuna. Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdei. It was all about Emuna. And the most famous Ramban, arguably, in Kol HaTorah Kula says, why are there so many mitzvahs that we commemorate Mitzrayim with, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? And he says it's big yesod because that is the basis of our Emuna. And he says anybody who doesn't have Emuna, Ein Loi Chelek B'Torah Moshe. If you don't have Emuna and Bitochen, then you have no connection to Torah. And in fact, this brings us very neatly to this week's parasha. Because parasha's Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives us the Torah. And what's the first line? What's the opening of the Aseret HaDibros? Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeiti Etchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Is that a mitzvah? It sounds like just like a statement. I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, took you out of Mitzrayim. And the Mefarshim explain that's not a statement, that's a mitzvah of Emuna. Believe that I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't say, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the world, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu who took you out of Mitzrayim. That is the basis, the yesod of all of our Emuna. And as the Ramban calls it, it's the yesod of Kol HaTorah Kula. You remember the famous Gemara in Makkos? The various Nevi'im try to summarize all of the Torah. There are 613 mitzvahs. We can perhaps summarize them in 13 statements, in 7, in 3. Came along Habakkuk. And what did Habakkuk say? I can summarize all of the Torah in one solitary line. Tzadik be'emunosoi yichya. If you live with your emuna, then you are connected to Torah. It's the yesod of Torah. And this is what Rabbeinu Yonah means. Rabbeinu Yonah says, how did I know that Bechol Drochecho Do'eyu is referring to Bitochein? Because the Gemara calls it that brief posuk, Shekol Gufei Torah Tuliyin Bo. Which principle could you possibly refer to as the one that all of Torah depends on? And the answer is Emuna and Bitochein. That, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is how I know that Bechol Derochecho Do'ehu is not a different principle. It's the same principle as the previous posuk, i.e. Bitochen. With the obvious question being, so what indeed is this posuk Mechadesh to us? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, I've answered that already. Bechol. Not just the major Parnassah decision. Not just the major health crisis. Not just the major Gashmias or Ruchnias Shaila. Bechol Derochecho Do'ehu. Bechol Derochecho Do'ehu. And we know this is reflected in Chazal. In the Sefer Sifsei Chaim, Reb Chaim Friedlander, he quotes his Rebbe, Reb Detzler. Reb Detzler says, you know, if somebody has a headache, what do? They go to the medicine cabinet and they take a Panadol, an ibuprofen. And if it gets a little bit worse, what do then? They call up the doctor, make an appointment to the doctor. And if the doctor says it seems to be more severe than first thought, he sends you to a big expert. And if the big expert says, I don't quite understand what this is, what do then? Oh, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we daven, please, shlach lo refuah shleima. Says Rav Dessler, well, why couldn't we do that first time around when we didn't have a headache? Could have saved ourselves a lot of bother. Somebody told me the following. You can call it a story, you can call it a joke. Somebody came to the airport, an important flight, and he missed his flight. Imagine the frustration. Ah, how frustrating is this? I missed my flight. Agamsa balagam. He's resigned to his fate. He has no choice. The next flight is only the next day. He goes home. He meets somebody in shul that day. He says, ah, you wouldn't believe what happened. I missed my flight. Ah, what a balagam. His friend says to him, don't tell me what that 5 o'clock flight to America. He says, yeah, that's the flight. He says to him, you didn't hear what happened to the 5 o'clock flight to America? He says, no. He says, you didn't hear? Everybody's talking about it. The plane crashed. 400 people on board, all dead. He says, you being serious? He says, yeah, I can't believe you didn't hear about it. This is the talk of town. Breaking news. Plane crashes. 400 people aboard, all dead. No, and you missed that flight. He says, really? Wow, Baruch Hashem. I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ah, everything is Ashkocha Pratis. I can't believe it's true. His friend says, actually, it's not true. I just made that up. But why did 400 people have to die for you to realize that the fact that you missed your plane was Ashkocha Pratis? Only then you thanked Hashem? I don't know whether the story happened. It doesn't make a difference. But this is what Rabbeinu Yehuda is telling us. Every trip, every decision, whether it's small, whether it's big, we can recognize the Yad Hashem. Be aware, not just in our Rosh, but in our Lev, that everything is B'Yad Hashem. And indeed, as mentioned, this is reflected in Chazal. You're embarking on a journey, you're leaving town, Tfilas HaDerech. It's in Chazal. You're about to take medication. It's a Sifur Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to daven to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Yehi Rotzoi Nemitz Hashem that this refuah should work out for me. Doesn't necessarily say we're talking about a pikuach nefesh. His life is in the balance. Doesn't say that. But this is what it means. Behold the Rochech of the Ehu. 400 people don't need to die to realize that yes, my flight to America is all Ashkocha Pratis. And if it works out, and the answer is, that's true. I have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. And that is the Yesod of Emunah and Bitochen. So like we said, why don't I feel that I have to beg the Rabbeinu Shalom? Because probably the flight will work out. Why shouldn't it? And if in the end of the day it doesn't, it's not the end of the world. Beseder. So then we have an extra opportunity to mischazik in Emunah and Bitochen. So this, I feel, is a very important hakdama, when the Chovas Havavos is going to teach us in the coming shahr, the various areas of life that we have to have, emunah and bitochen, is first and foremost we have to realize that essentially no area of life is devoid of avodas habitochen. And as mentioned, yes, we have to be realistic in how possible it is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and beware of the Ashkocha Pratis, and ask the Siyata Deshmaya every step of the way. Perhaps we're not holding on that daraga. But certainly, once, twice a day, what a worthwhile exercise this would be. And more than just an exercise, this would be a kiyum of the Pasuk. It's in Mishlei, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, Bechol, Derechecha, Do'eyu. And if we're talking about Bitochen, so that's indeed us, the Rebbeinu Shloim, we should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should in fact have Siyata Deshmaya in our Avodas HaBitochen. We do daven for this every day, we just have to be aware. Ala Tzadikim v'ala Chasidim, these are the ones, HaBoitchim v'Shimcha be'emes, and what do we say? The same Chalkeinu Imohem. We want to have our Chelek with those Balei Bitochen that needs Siyata Deshmaya like every area of life. So Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeicher to that, and we'll reconvene Be'ezrat Hashem next week.
Ah.
Cult of.